Fallen leaf were set free from the prison of earth, lifted their heads, and became comrades of the wind.
That camaraderie is under question over there, because Harif is not the comrade always. Mainly, it could be the opponent is Harif. And there is a lot to do with the meaning of Harf. Harf is speaking, talking, saying. Harif is the opponent. Harif is the friend. Harif is the reliable one. Harif is the potent one. For example, I would say there is this championship of skiing. Could you compete? Are you a Harif? Means, could you participate in that? Are you capable of all that meaning? Here, he is saved from the dead, and Rumi will bring the trees. They are free from the earth, coming out, and they are playing with what now? With the wind. And you know, the wind is that part of the breath which could become negative. Wind is bad, is like hawa, is like wishes and all that. You know that the wishes and the animal tendency is categorized in something like wind. We call it hawa, means the air. Wind. And that wind could be in control of Solomon, or it could become a typhoon, thing like that. So look at this. This, being in the prison of the earth, these trees, they are coming out and they're opening their hand, and now they're playing, or being the fellow player, or camarade, or opponent, or co-participant with the wind. Yes?
The leaves, when they had burst the bough, made haste to reach the top of the tree. With the tongue of its sprouts, each fruit and tree severally is singing thanks to God, saying, "The bounteous giver nourished our root until the tree grew big and stood upright." The spirits bound in clay, when they escape glad at heart from their prison of clay, begin to dance in the air of divine love and become flawless like the full moon's orb.
Okay, did it make sense? Anything? First of all, something was missing over there, because in translation, these, the spirits bound in clay, in Persian is not like that. It's if you call the jinn a spirit, it will be the spirits who are bounded in water and clay. Because we are water and the clay. Remember why the clay? Because the earth with the water means the reality with the knowledge. Right? Here, that mud, which is gel, human being is between mud and the water. We are not that low level of the animals. But what is all this about? Okay, good words. So what? What is he talking about? He hasn't forgotten, you have. What is he talking about?
Talking about overcoming intelligence.
He's talking about freedom. Suddenly, rabbit is free. Means I am free from my powerful one. I'm free from my bully stuff. What does that mean? Freedom is what? First of all, freedom is something which is invented in the imagination of the human being. It's a subject, right? It's not an object. Freedom we define freedom different ways. The philosophers that we are talking about, they would define freedom at the time of slavery even. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Now, we know what the freedom means. When you're powerful, to be free to use your power to the extent you're pleased. That's the meaning of freedom today. I don't know, tomorrow will be something else. But we are talking about another kind of freedom, spiritual freedom, and Rumi is talking about that. You see, all the stories I told you is for this spirit, which I don't like the word spirit, I prefer John. Because a spirit doesn't do, I believe animal will do better because of animal. You see, in our language, John means the essence of life, and living creature will be the thing with John, which will make it John dog or John var. Both means something with that spirit of life, if you like it, but it's not a spirit. It's really the essence of life, that John. And we like to keep it John. Not only because that John of our. Because what? Oh, yes. He couldn't stop himself. He just said it. You were not listening. Why do we like it? The Iranians here. Why do we like the word John better than a spirit? Because of Johnane. Beloved, something worthy is Johnane to us. Therefore, John is the essence of life, is the essence of goodness, is the essence of value. And we know that the exception we are talking here is the domain of love. Remember what is exception about the domain of love? Domain of life is very clear. A living creature wants to remain alive. So my John is the most important thing to me. When you enter the domain of love, suddenly life is not even worthy to be surrendered to beloved. That's the difference. That's what we're talking about here. So the guy feels the freedom. Now that John is feeling free. To do what? Listen carefully that these Johns were bounded in the water and the clay. When they are freed from this water and the clay, they will be happy. The joy for the that little stuff in me is to be freed from me. Let's name them. Okay, that one in me wants to be free. So it should be capable to flee at least, right? So how about being a bird? How about the parrot? Let's agree upon that I have a parrot. What this parrot wants? To fly out. Why? Because this is a cage. Does it think about it? That's the next story we're going to. This is how he links the stories, because there is only one subject here. We want to find the path of happiness. For that, you have to believe in this happiness and in this secret knowledge. Then you have to stop the jealousy and egocentrism. You have to be clever to listen to the advice, to get rid of the bully. Because at the end of the day, that parrot in you wants to be free. Do you know why? Do you have any idea why this parrot in me wants to be free?